Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
D-Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are proudly presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by the Dean of Nashville Sports Talk Radio, the one and only George Plaster. You can hear George Plaster weekdays from 3 to 5. On 94.9 The Fan. Hello, George. How are you?
Adam, how are you? And by the way, that intro just means I'm old.
Well, and George, I don't think you would want to be compared to Dean Wormer from Animal House.
Or maybe Dean, he does.
Or Dean Martin from Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Famous Willie, Deans from movies.
All I know about Dean Wormer is that I learned in the movie that cucumbers are sensual, not sensuous.
Yes. I think that was Dean Wormer's wife that was pointing that out.
Yes, and I think at the point that she said all that, she'd had a few.
she had a few pops by the time she shared that information.
Or as you used to say, she had a taste for the grape.
A taste for the grape. She did, indeed. She had a fun time at the toga parties, I recall, in Animal House.
But oh, did.
Yeah, she
there
did.
There was a lot of extracurriculars at that party.
Yes, a zest for life. But, George, we're going to be doing... We're going to be doing this
for life.
Yes. So we're going to be doing this going forward. First, tell people where they – because I, from time to time, will get somebody saying, hey, you and George aren't doing a show together anymore. What is he doing? Is he still doing a show? And I point out where you are. But share that for folks that fall into that category.
Yeah, we're on 94.9 The Fan, although one day I called it The Game. I came real close, Willie, one day to, at the commercial where you say, we'll be back in a moment, this is 94.9 The Fan. I came really close to using a station that I used to work for.
You've been on
a
few.
Yeah, you know, that's probably not a good idea. But anyway, we're on 94.9. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 5 p.m. Kelly Holcomb is with me, Billy Derrick alongside, and Billy takes a lot of shots from Kelly.
Kelly is not afraid to throw shots at anybody, including us, when he's on with the silly underdog picks. And so I'm hoping there will be a comeback in that area, too, because let's just be honest. The title was won way too easily this year by Chris Sanders. We need better competition. Yeah. Next year.
It's not that you need better competition. It is more sensible competition.
Yeah.
Chris picked one, and he just won the whole thing with one pick.
It was ridiculous. He won like five Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Five 16-point underdogs, and the thing was over by October. But we digress.
Incarnate Word and Lehigh.
Yes. Yes. Stands on both sides of the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
George, he famously closed out the competition by picking against his alma mater. He picked Michigan to beat Ohio State at the end of the college football season.
And then accepted
That's
the
pathetic.
Points. Yeah.
Yeah, he accepted the
you
points.
Know,
that's making
what
it even
they
worse.
Should do is have a ceremony where they take his old Ohio State helmet and rip all those stupid decals off it.
We actually
he
suggested
don't deserve
that.
The Buckeye.
We actually suggested that.
Yes, we just several forms of penance for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I think, first of all, I don't think you can be a Buckeye for life if you do that.
No.
We totally agree. So,
that's
George, speaking of stands, you kind of went off on your show the other day, and I've shared it with these guys, too, because we just spent some time, as we do most days now, talking about the direction of the Titans moving into the new stadium. But what has gotten very little coverage right now is how the process is going for selling the tickets. But if you, as you do, have sort of a pulse of the community, and you are unique in that you are a day one PSL holder, the consensus that I have heard from you and others that I know that are in that same boat, whether they are part of a business that has bought a suite or just a longtime Titans fans, they're getting a common experience with the sticker prices of the new PSLs.
Yeah, and look, you and I lived this, okay? There's some hosts out there who act like they did, and then you find out they were 14 years old and they didn't know squat about it. You and I were part of this kind of on the firing line. You think about how many hours we donated to Rick Regan in the NFL vote yes referendum in 1996. They couldn't have possibly paid for all that. So that said, Willie, I'm a 27-year season ticket holder of the Titans, and I'm a 27-year season ticket holder of the Preds, basically because I felt like if I was going to ask other people to buy tickets, I probably needed to do the same thing. And over the years in the Titans situation, before my dad died, you know, he used the tickets most of the time. These days, I use them a lot. You've sat up there with me. And, you know, I feel like right now we're being screwed over completely. And I've kept the notes of what I went off on a couple of days ago. First of all, PSLs, personal seat licenses. There's nothing personal about them. Because what ends up happening is that you pay this PSL fee, which is kind of a ransom, and you get to control for 10 home games that's your seat. But when all the other great events that are going to come to the Dome Stadium happen, you don't have first dibs on anything. Now, the suite holders do, which indicates that the Titans absolutely have the software to do that. They just don't give a damn. They don't care about their fans. And so, you know, you get the answer when I was over there, well, why don't I have the ability first come, first serve to be first in line for my tickets for other events? You get the, well, they don't do that in Cleveland, and they don't do that in Buffalo. These are the talking points that they're right. using. And as I told her, I said, I don't give a damn about Cleveland. And I don't want to hear about Buffalo. I live in Nashville.
Okay, so let me stop you on that one, George, because here's what I think is important when you say that why should a Nashville person worry about how the Browns or the Bills are doing it? Well, what's unique about Nashville and this facility? It's going to have a roof. We know that the city is going to want to have college football games on Labor Day weekend here, probably some pretty good ones. They want to have college football playoff games. They have a chance for a Super Bowl, which might be his own entity, World Cup, all that stuff. That may be beyond what a PSL should be reasonable. Plus, there's a lot of opportunities for concerts year-round that weren't there before. At Bridgestone Arena, where you have the same thing, you do get that first right of refusal, correct?
I certainly am given the opportunity as a season ticket holder to purchase in advance.
Yes. So
the Titans
aren't giving you that.
Just simply, they don't give a damn. They have the software because their suite holders are being given that consideration.
So that I think that's a very important point, that if you're going to pay for a PSL, I think it's very reasonable to say, we'll give you the first crack of these events that are coming. Because what Nashville can bring is unique compared to Buffalo or Cleveland.
Absolutely. And what we bring, you're not going to freeze while you're here.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have the opportunity for some big events because of our city, right, and how it falls and the downtown and all of that.
So, Willie, I went in there, even though I've been a very vocal critic of this, I still went in with an attitude that I was going to try to see if there was pricing that could fit let's just call it my budget. I'm not a millionaire. I don't have a trust fund. Although, if any of you would like to contribute, I'll be glad to hand out a phone number. I don't know how that works, but I'd like to have one. And so I went in there with the attitude of trying to see if I could make something work. I had been told all the horror stories in the lower level and the second level, which appears to be the Titans saying only the rich are eligible. The pricing on the first and the second levels is insane. It is just ridiculous. Upstairs, it's better. But people like me who live on a budget need to know what it is we're getting into. So about the time the young lady, who was very nice, thinks she's about to close the deal, I said, hold on a second. I'm not doing anything today. I need to know exactly what the price points are in different areas of the stadium. Okay, and they show you those while you're there. But then I said, okay, give me a copy of this stuff so I can go home and, you know, put pen to paper and I'll get back with you. We can't do that. Why not? Well, we've been directed we can't do that. And I said, what are you trying to hide?
Yeah, why is the secrecy?
She goes, nobody else has asked for that. Well, first of all, I told her, I said, I don't give a damn if anybody else has asked or not. I pay for me. It's my budget we're working on. I said, if you think for 1 minute that after showing me all these films and all this two-tone blue, that I'm just going to walk in and go, oh, I'm Titans forever. Whatever you want to charge me, I'm in. It doesn't work that way with me. I go home and kind of plot it out and see. And so she tells me no one else is asked. And I said, well, I don't really see what that has to do with anything. I said, just give me a copy of them. And she said, I can't do that. And I said, well, I got news for you. Then we can't deal with each other.
Well, that's what I've tried to come up with a reason in my mind as to why. And Adam, I tasked you because you're the best that I know of navigating the World Wide Web. And Plaz, I think I'm better along the spectrum than you are.
I think basically about 90% of the world is.
Plaz would be in the low 5th percentile. Or what did Eli Gold say? The on-ramp to the information superhighway. But Adam is the best.
Eli Gold's line?
Yes. The on-ramp to the information superhighway. That's where George is still on the on-ramp.
Willie takes pictures of his computer screen with his cell phone.
Right. So I'm a little higher up, but not by much. But Adam is really good at finding. So I asked Adam, can you find me information of what PSLs cost in the new stadium? And I can't figure out why it's so hard to find this.
This was the best I could come up with. On the Titans website, in the section about the new stadium, they have a frequently asked questions section. And one of the questions is, how much will PSLs cost? And this is what the Titans...
A reasonable question.
Yes. This is what the Titans wrote. Quote, depending on what type of game day experience is most important to you, this building is designed to have something for everyone. We've said all along that we are committed to making similar price points available in the new stadium as there are in the current stadium. We stand by that promise. Nearly 40% of the building will be set at $3,500 or under, with over 30 different price points and experiences to choose from.
But why so nebulous? Why? I don't
know. Well, because some of it is obscene.
Oh, my goodness.
And you and I have, Willie, you and I have heard from people who have had seats from day one, you know, that are down in the lower bowl, and then they find out that, you know, it would take $76,000 to pay for the four PSLs in a seat that's comparable. Now, one of the things that surprised me, because I've got a pretty good idea, the seat that I'm in right now would be about $3,000 per PSL. But the season ticket cost of that thing goes up by about 75% to 80%.
So you're close to double your season ticket, and you were in the upper deck, right?
Right. And so I said to her, I said, have you looked at your product? It sucks. And I said, y'all's attitude is really ballsy to just think that you're going to lop a 70% increase besides this PSL ransom. I said, this is not right. So anyway, my whole point, she said she's going to call me in the next day or two, and I'm going to tell her, look, I'm not playing this game with you. Either send me the prices, and Willie, I would have agreed because they knew going in that I'm a radio sports talk show, because when she started all the
this wasn't some secret mission on your part to try to be a spy for the public. You told them up front who you are, and they should know who you are. By this point,
right.
You've been there for 27 years.
So I know you want me to sort of lay out who the culprits are in this. Yes?
Well, I thought yes.
I thought just
we were waiting with bated breath for you
we're
to
like,
tell
yes,
us.
Yes, George.
George, who are the culprits in this?
On the Titans front, certainly Amy Adams, who gets more free passes, you know, than anybody, you know, she signed off on this crap. The architect of it is the team president, Burke Nyhill. Burke Nyhill, I made an attempt, and I'll admit this part's going to get a little personal. I made an attempt last May to get him on the air. I also asked him to speak to my downtown Kiwanis Club. And since Burke Nyhill has been in town, he has never once returned a phone call or a text of mine. And so I confronted him with this in January. And I told him, I said, part of my job is to get your side of the story, even if I don't agree with it. And Willie, you know full well there have been times I have hammered on sports people, but I've also allowed them to come on the show and give their side of it.
Completely.
Well, I will do the same here, but I'm not calling Burke Nyhill anymore. I'm damn sick and tired of being treated that way. If he wants to come on my show, he is welcome to, but he's going to have to call me. I'm not calling him anymore. Anything I'm telling you on the air right now, I said to his face in January. And I'll be honest, it was not a very pleasant conversation. What I said to him was, you owe it to the public when media people approach you to either call them back, text them back. This I'm too good to talk to you is BS. Now, that's culprit number one. Culprit number two is the Metro Council. Okay? As a friend of mine said to me earlier this week, sports teams can do what they want to do. They can charge whatever they want to charge. And you, as a United States citizen, have the right to either deal with it or tell them to go jump in the lake. And normally I agree with that, except for one thing. Our taxpayer money is funding hundreds of thousands of dollars of this project. And those 40 idiots in the Metro Council didn't ask a damn thing in our defense. How are you going to sell the tickets? What price plan? None of that. As I said on my show, they farted on it.
Well, George, they know, like everybody else know, that football is a drug, and you've been hooked on it since the day it became national. And they know, just like anything else, they can charge whatever they want to, and we all gonna, you know, be and moan. It's not right, which is not. But they're gonna continue to do it. The minute they said we're charging PSLs for this new stadium, they knew exactly what they were doing. They didn't have to charge PSLs, but they did. So they're just telling you, yes, we hear what you're saying, but we don't care. And that's the part that I kind of, you know, sort of look at side words like, okay, you hear what the fan base is saying. You hear what George has been saying for months, but yet and still you are not up front with this. You're not trying to talk to people about this. You're just giving them sometimes numbers and you're just telling them this, and you buy it, and then they just move on to the next person because you're not giving the people that have been loyal to you since you've been here, you're not giving them anything.
Derek, what's bad about this is that when the team first got here and when you played, this was a real home field advantage. But you know as well as I do that what's about to happen with this is that this is going to become a lot like SoFi out in Los Angeles, where when the 49ers come to town, they take over. Okay? Now, I don't know how smart Burt Nyhill is. I don't know if he sees that or even cares. And, you know, it appears that he sold Amy this bill of goods. But then the first time they get in the playoffs, they'll send out, protect our house. Really? How about you protect our house?
George Plaster. Go ahead, George.
You have it both ways.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, George. Of course, George Plaster, host of the George Plaster program, weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. George, it's great to talk to you. We'll do this more often. We'll talk soon.
Adam, you take care. I'll try to cool down.
No, I like this, George, man. Come on, keep it going.
Derek, you and I have always had that. Okay, you guys take care.
Thank you, George. George Plaster on the program. A fired up George Plaster. That's who
right.
we want. That's who we want.
And so I would like to hear from others that have gone through this process on some level and ask, what has your experience been like? Do you want to go to games in the new stadium? Have you vetted that? Are you a PSL holder like George is? And I am worried about something he said at the end there. If you look at SoFi, if you look at the Vegas stadium for the Raiders, and if you look at some other new places, and it's happened in this city in the current stadium.
Recall the Vikings game last season.
If you're pricing your fans out of the seats, the other team's fans are going to take those seats. That's who's going to end up having enough money. Is ticket brokers will buy the PSLs. Your suite holders will not care who wins the game. They'll just be a bunch of rich people who are there to be able to tell everybody, I go to the new stadium. And fans that are there to cheer
love
are
their grapes.
Yes, they have the taste for the grape.
615-737.
So who do you want to be in your stadium?
1025 615-737 1025. How has your experience been if you are looking to buy a
and
seat?
Why won't they put a price structure out there?
That as well. Is your experience the same as George Plaster's? Have you had a pleasant experience? You let us know. 615-737-1025. This week's Nashville's best deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. For a limited time, grab half off a $25 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals. D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Thanks to George Plaster for joining us in the previous segment and airing his grievances. It's not Festivus, but you can air your grievances on our program about your experience with Titans PSLs. Let's go to Edward on our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Edward, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. I very seldom call in, but I'm on a stationary bike in a gym in Seward, Alaska. I wanted to make some comments about George Plaster also, but what seems to me is missing with the Titans is to build focus groups to find out what the fans are thinking, what the media is thinking. I just came off of a cruise and they brought around a QR code and put it on. They said, we want your feedback. We want information so we can make this better. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Nope. Not enough.
And my comment about George Plaster. The sports world in Nashville, Tennessee, would not be where it is without George Plaster. Really, I used to listen back in the 90s when you'd come back from the Toronto Blue Jays, I believe.
Now, you're going back to the beginning now, Edward.
I am
you're going back to the
I am
beginning.
Going back. Yes, and so you would. He took you under his wing and really moved you along in your career.
He
I believe
absolutely
that. I
did.
I think you probably do also. But I worked for an organization there in Nashville, and I was having a fundraiser. And it was out in Podunk, USA. And George said, sure, I'll come and speak at that breakfast. He said, can you get me a hotel room? I said, I will. So I called the hotel. This is the kind of town that rolls up the street sidewalks at night. And so I said, I've got to have one room for the night. And the manager said, okay, I leave at 8. I'll leave the key under the mat of the room. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, George is never going to go for this. So I called George back, and I said, Mr. Plaster, I do have your room, and the key is under the mat of the door. And I was like, here he goes. He's going to say, I'm not going up there. And he was a hesitation, and he goes, what room number? That's the kind of guy George is. So my hat is off to y'all having him on. And 94.7, is that where he's at?
94.9 The Fan. Yeah, 94.9 The Fan.
Part of our family of stations.
Weekdays from 3 to 5.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Edward.
Thank you, Edward.
I do want to read a story from PaulKaharski.com that Paul wrote about a month ago with the headline, New Titan Stadium PSL Sales Ahead of Anticipated Pace. He writes, the Titans' poor three-year performance and disappointing 2024 season have not affected PSL sales for the new Nissan Stadium as much as many outsiders might expect. The franchise was optimistic all along, and things have gone even better than anticipated. With the team now entering the third, final, and least expensive phase of sales, expectations are high. All of those sales will continue to take place through meetings at the team's Titans House. Premium seats went on sale in June of 2024, and the team expected that period to run to February of 2025. But that tier of tickets sold out much faster than anticipated in mid-August of 2024. Those tickets are more expensive than premium seats in the current Nissan Stadium by a wide margin, with a limited number of the most costly personal seat licenses going for as much as $75,000. The Titans see the increase there, largely absorbed by corporations who will be entertaining clients, helping subsidize fans in other seats.
I believe that information came from the Titans, right? And I don't think their records are public, even though it is a publicly funded stadium. As we just pointed out, you cannot get a straight answer on what the tickets cost. And I realized they were going to the original PSL holders first to give them the first dibs on, do you still want your same type of seat that you have in the old stadium, et cetera? You get the first crack, all of that. But at this point, they still do not have a list of prices. I have also gotten a lot of feedback from people. It does not line up with that anywhere close to what Paul is being told. And I'm not saying Paul is wrong to report that. He is reporting what he's being told from sources that know. And I've looked at this, too. On their website, it says, our premium seat memberships in the new Nissan Stadium sold out faster than we anticipated. That is not the feedback I have gotten from virtually everybody that was a PSL holder or suite holder. And when they went in to get it. If you went in there and said, oh, sure, I bought the new ones, I want to hear from you. Because I'm getting a very, very different message on what the demand has been so far for these tickets. 615-737-1025.
Let's go to Clay on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Clay, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I listen a lot. I call in every once in a while. The last time I called in, I think I was accused of calling in just to talk about the Doors or to talk to Willie, because I'm a passionate Vanderbilt fan. I've also voiced my opinion on the show of what I think of Derek Mason, not only as a football player, but as a man. And I was a PSL holder for the first 6 years. And I believe it was 2004, Derek, you can correct me if that's not right, when they got rid of Derek Steve McNair, Samari Rolls, all those guys, you know, I gave up my tickets and have not been a PSL holder since. But I am, you know, concerned about, because I've noticed I watch the home games on television because I do care. I want the Tennessee Titans to have a good football team and, you know, bring the city a championship one day. I think that'd be fantastic. But, you know, the team hasn't been very good recently. I think George is right in a lot of ways that maybe, you know, the level of care is not, you know, where it should be. But anyway, the prices, I'm sure, are going to be, you know, astronomical. That's just the world we live in now. I know what my tickets were, you know, back in the day, and I know we're going a long way back, but I sat in the south end zone and attended every home game and wore my Derek Mason jersey to every home game because that was my guy. So I am a concerned fan, you know, what's going to happen going forward, how we build this team back to being good, and how we put people that care about the Tennessee Titans in the seats. So I just wanted to call and chime in with that.
Thank you for the call, Clay, and we will react to Clay's call. We'll also continue to take your reaction at 615-737-1025. Join Big Joe in 1025 The Game from 10 a.m. to noon at Coleman Tractor of Nashville this Saturday for Kubota Orange Days. There will be exclusive deals on compact tractors, zero turns, and more with special financing available. The sale runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. with demos, deals, giveaways, and lunch from 11 to 1. That's at the Coleman Tractor of Nashville, located at 7221 White's Creek Pike in Jolton this Saturday. Okay. D-Mace Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, talking the new Titan Stadium, PSLs and such, based on our conversation with George Plaster earlier this hour. Let's go to Tommy on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHunting.com. Tommy, thank you for calling. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. My wife and I had a great experience. We have been PSL holders in the lower bowl, corner of the end zone, since day one. My wife and I and our two sons, or any combination, you know, would go to the games. And now that my sons are grown and have real jobs, we've decided that we're going to drop down to two tickets. Well, we went into the meeting at Titan's house, kind of leery about a tough sale thing. It was not pushy at all. Our rep was very upfront, said, look, we know our product is not real good right now. We want to work with you guys. When we dropped from four tickets to two, we went up to the second level instead of being in the 100 level. We walked out of there paying little – they applied all of our PSL money through the years toward the new purchase, and we walked out of there cheap. We walked out of there paying, writing them a check for $600 total PSL for those two seats. And the only hitch is that we have to go and continue going to the games at Nissan Stadium until the new one opens. So we have to watch two more years of bad football before we get in there and are able to apply those toward the toward everything at the new stadium. But I was very impressed, and I think if people have groups of eight tickets or six tickets or four tickets, if you can drop back and do that, then everything you've paid in advance on PSL is going to be pushed forward to what you're buying on the new thing. There's a way to save a little money right there.
That sounds like a good strategy.
Thank you for calling,
for
Tommy.
A family that is in the situation that they're in. I was going to ask Tommy what the price is for the season tickets in the second level, how it compares to your old seat.
Tommy, if you're listening, text us.
Yeah,
let us know.
I would love it. Was because I think that, and this makes some sense, because you've got to not only buy the PSL, but then you've got to buy the season ticket, and that season ticket's not going to be cheap. And so I do hear that from some people who still want to be in there. They've had to do what he's done, downsize the amount of tickets, or so he's done two things to make the price work better.
Exactly.
He's downsized the number of tickets, and he's moved to a less expensive seat. and he feels good about that. And that's good business, right? But, that's exactly what you should do. But what happens in the net result? You're losing Titans diehard fans like George and like him, or you're shrinking the number from 4 to 2. And who is going to likely end up with those seats? Somebody who is not a Titans fan.
Tyler on our text line says, Willie, what appears to be happening is the Titans are becoming the Raiders of the South. Individuals aren't the ones driving these purchases of premium seats. Once the individual season ticket holders have turned down their seats, large corporate entities are the ones buying blocks of the seats, just like in Vegas, and Nissan Stadium will just be a destination for client entertainment rather than true fans of the team.
Do you guys think it's reasonable that a PSL holder should get the first right of refusal to other events besides the Titans?
Yes.
Yes, outside of possibly,
the
World
Super Bowl.
Cup,
yes. Or the Super Bowl, right? Those
something
things
like that,
yeah.
Olympics, something like that.
I agree with that.
But anything else, concerts and national, no, you should get the first right of refusal.
That would be a good selling point, I think, and something that would have me maybe willing to pay a little bit more, because it's not just necessarily buying tickets to Titans games, it's being somebody that's going to use the stadium a lot and have a perk for the investment that you're making. Those are Nashville people that would do that.
Tommy has texted back in. He says $18,000 a year.
Okay, I don't know what that compares. How does that compare to his previous seat?
I will ask him.
So the tickets are $18,000, and that's on top of what you had to pay for PSL, which he got a credit bet because he went from 4 to 2, and then he moved
right
up.
For those that don't know, if you were an old PSL holder,
depending on how much money you had
and as
left.
George pointed out, we did several shows way back in the day, so I can go back to these times, and I remember when George purchased the PSL, is when you own that seat for the old stadium, they have given you a perk. You can apply your old PSL fee towards the new PSL fee, but the new PSL fee is higher per seat. And then you have to buy the tickets as well, which will also be higher.
I understand you use the Super Bowl as an example. I understand with an event like that, if PSL
you don't control the seats for that,
don't have the right of first refusal. But for anything else that comes to Nissan Stadium, whether it's a concert or a Premier League soccer friendly or WrestleMania or something like that, I think that if you are paying that much money, you should absolutely have the right to buy tickets for your seat before anybody else.
And I wonder too is because I don't know how the PSLs worked last time as far as parking. Maybe they gave you a parking pass depending on the number of seats you have. I don't know. I wonder what is the parking here, because they are not increasing parking. They're decreasing parking.
Parking's going to be an issue for a while.
It's going to be an issue. So are we talking, you know, the PSL, the money for the PSL, the money for the actual ticket to the game and a parking pass? Is all of that rolled into it? From what I gathered, some people that I've talked to said no.
At least
now it's not.
Matt on our text line says, my PSL cost was much higher from lower bowl to second level. Paid $13,000 for 2 PSLs after my credits. But the ticket cost only, in quotation marks, the ticket cost only raised roughly 15% to around $3,000 per seat per season. Regardless, ridiculously high, but they know us diehards will pay whatever. Also, while we don't get first right of refusal to special events, we do get season ticket member presale for events that allow it. It's up to the music artist or other event if they allow presale.
And see, I think that the Titans should go to bat for their diehards. I think they would increase.
Exactly.
They would win that battle if they said, no, we control the stadium. Mm-hmm. We control the rules. We're going to give our – because, look, Adam –
Also, I just want to know
if you guys are both PSL holders, Adam might jump at the chance. I would say, Adam, do you want to go to WrestleMania? You say, absolutely. Derek might say, no, I'm not into that. And there could be another event that Derek's very interested in, but Adam has no. Either way, that should be part of the deal.
I was hoodwinked. That was not Tommy who texted us back. Mm-hmm. So I got fooled here.
Nah, you got fooled.
That's okay.
We all get fooled.
But it was a different Titans
person?
I
am going to fine you $100,000 for prank texting me.
Yes. Don't ever do that on this station.
especially like what happened with the Falcons.
Oh, yeah, I see. But that was not a real person that texted you? Or
no,
that
was it was
a
somebody who was posing as Tommy.
Fan. Somebody else posing as Tommy.
Sorry, Tommy. My bad, Tommy.
Yeah, we're going to sue you, Tommy.
Let's go to Chris. Again, $100,000 fine for that texter for prank texting me. Let's go to Chris on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHunter.com. Chris, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if Tommy's in the second level, it's not 18 grand because I sure would not have signed up for that.
That's true.
But much like Plaster, I have been a day one PSL holder. So I'll also say that Tommy probably bought in late because I was in the south, or not south, north end zone, and have been there again since day one. Three couples, we all bought seats together. And I was not making much money in those days. But the PSL at that point in time cost me $750 a piece. If I were to get similar seats in the end zone in the lower bowl, it would be about 13 times that for the PSL. So I don't know what the ticket prices were there. But the only credit that I got was what I originally paid, not what the price of the current PSL is today. So somebody who just bought PSLs last year, you know, they're getting $2,000 credit towards their new PSL, while I'm still getting the measly $750.
Which so doesn't make much of a dent.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so I did show up. We did move up to the second level. We're close to the end zone in the second level, kind of in the corner. And I luckily got a windfall shortly before we went to that meeting, because I'm not sure that I would have signed up for it had I not received that. But the way I look at it is, you know, I'm almost 63 years old now, been a football fan my whole life, and my luck is I wouldn't go to that new stadium, and that's the year that they'd go on a tear and wind up winning the Super Bowl. So we did sign up, and the PSLs were $6,500 a piece, and the tickets though are reasonably priced to where we are. They may have gone up. I don't even think they went up 15%. I think they went up. They're going to be about 10% higher per game for the tickets in the second level than we paid in the end zone.
Now, is there something with that PSL in terms of parking?
No, there's going to be, my understanding is the parking is going to be much more limited than it is today. So they're going to have satellite lots. Now, I'm cheap, and I don't want to tell my secret here, but I found a lot where I don't have to pay. That's that's about a good one beer walk from a parking stadium. So that's what I do.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Chris, and thank you to everybody for your reaction. Excellent conversation, and we can pick up this conversation in a little bit. But coming up next, Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL Insider, will join us. We'll discuss the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Nashville Predators. That's coming up next. 615-737-1025. Willie Darnick, Derek Mason, Adam Bingham, 1025-1063, the game.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.